On behalf of Canon Matthew Tallarico, the Provincial Superior of the Institute of Christ the King Sovereign Priest, here in the United States, on behalf of Canon Aaron Huberfeld, the rector here at St. Mary's Oratory, and on behalf of the entire Institute family throughout the world, I wish you a most blessed feast of the great St. Thomas Aquinas. May he, as the angelic doctor, be ever our light in the midst of darkness, in order that we may understand the purity of the truth that Christ brings to us, in order that we may live it in charity each and every single day of our lives. Please be assured of our prayers for you this day, and thank you for your prayers for us at the altar. Non nisi te Domine. Non nisi te Domine. Nothing but you, O Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Non nisi te Domine. Nothing but you, O Lord. These few words are perhaps the most unknown of this great saint that we celebrate today. Of all of his works, of all of his volumes, of all of his writings, these words are perhaps the most unfamiliar to us who honor this great saint and look to him for the clarity of teaching the one true Catholic faith. Non nisi te Domine, nothing but you. Our great saint uttered these words towards the end of his life, when, after much labor and great dedication to expounding profoundly on the teachings of the Church, illuminated by the Fathers and helped divinely by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost through Holy Scripture, our Lord Jesus Christ would come to St. Thomas and ask him, "Thomas, you have written well of me. What may I grant to you?" And near 50 years old, the angelic doctor uttered these words, "Lord, nothing but you." Divine providence is a marvelous thing. And when it is that we consider how God lines things up in our lives, we are able to admire the beauty with which he is then able to govern the universe and thereby bring us back to him. March 7th is traditionally, of course, always the feast of St. Thomas Aquinas. And yet rarely does it fall on the Ember Saturday in Lent. The Ember Saturday, which, if you will recall, has for its gospel the Transfiguration. That marvelous scene whereby our Lord Jesus Christ goes up with his chosen apostles and is transfigured as white as the snow there on Mount Horeb. And there in the midst of Elijah and Moses, the prophets and the law, we honor and proclaim the greatness of St. Thomas Aquinas as Doctor of the Universal Church. The Doctors of the Church are honored in a special way by Holy Mother Church in her liturgy with the Gospel according to St. Matthew, where it begins, "You are the salt of the earth." Salt gives flavor to our food, in the same way that wisdom gives flavor to our souls. St. Thomas Aquinas gives us the flavor to our souls in order to live vivaciously in the world today with the clarity of the Catholic faith. And as our Lord Jesus Christ in the Gospel says himself, "I did not come to destroy the law and the prophets. No, I came to fulfill them." And this gospel that we proclaim today at the altars of Holy Mother Church resonates to that very instance in the life of our Lord where he is with Elijah and Moses, there transfigured in all of his glory. And the apostles are distracted from the reason for our Lord's incarnation. Our divine Savior came to die on the cross. And until that was achieved, his mission was not yet fulfilled. His intention was singular and pure. And when it is in our daily lives, especially in Lent, when we have a particular resolution to grow closer to Christ, the only one who matters, that we are often discouraged or distracted amidst perhaps a pleasant moment or something that takes us away from the ignominy of the cross. Little do we consider that it is through the cross that we will be with our Lord in glory. Our Lord came to die on the cross. Where may he plant that cross now in today's world? Give him just enough room to plant that cross in your hearts. Give him just enough room to plant that cross in your own hearts in order that he may transform your hearts as well, that you may answer with St. Thomas, purifying your intentions this Lent, that in all you do, in all you say, in all you give up, in all you contribute, a hundredfold more. When our Lord asks of you, "What would you like of me?" may our hearts be purified this Lent to answer with St. Thomas, "Non nisi te Domine, nothing but you, O Lord." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.